Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, mad or glad, Monday. Hello, everybody. Glad you could be with us. The show where when we have the phones open, you can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Now, tonight, I don't know, we may have a one-man mad or glad. But whatever it is, the show goes on. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, key to rescue. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, so adopt an Akita. And definitely check out their website. Shelby's Kitchen, one of our friends here in Bellport, New York. Shelby, 631-286-0444. 286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, a great deli catering. So if you need that, give them a call. Talk to Tom. Or you can ask for Michelle, and she's there. And when you run into the picture of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at that foundation back in July, do us all a favor and call the district attorney, Suffolk County, Spencer Mendez, and tell him to bring about severe punishment as much as possible for Milton's killers. I think also that we need more investigation as to what happened and why the dog was killed. Mendez, 631-853-4104. 853-4104. The district attorney, Suffolk County. All right, In a Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. My buddy Anthony Kennedy over there. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Hey, and don't forget, nobody starves on Long Island. If you need dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. 484-3085. Talk to Gary. All right, In a Sight, we want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their number is 631-880-7929. 880-7929. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their friendship and help over the years. And all of our friends, like Able News. You know, Able's the paper on and about the disabled. They've been around for like 30 years, columns on experts. They have a personals column. They have a calendar of events. You can list your party in there or whatever, you know, fundraiser. Able News, my good friend Angela Melanie. And thank you so much for the ad in Able. All right, In a Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. We'll be calling Sharon a little later in New York City, and see. Oh yeah, you want to stay in shape? I got a great number for you. Learn how to protect yourself. Stay in shape. The guy's name is Devin Fernandez. The organization is Third Eye Insight. Third Eye In Sight. And Fernandez, number 631-445-3464. 445-3464. So we have a new Speaker of the House. Now, I don't know if that's good, bad, indifferent. I don't know anything about the guy. I know his name. I know his, his father, I presume, was Senator McCarthy. you know, for many, many years. And I think he passed away. But, you know, I hope he's not just going to be another typical run-of-the-mill politician. Because we need someone in there who's going to really look at what's going on in this country. And a lot of it is waste. A lot of money is being wasted on ridiculous things, could be a better use to help people, you know. And I'm referring mostly to these nursing homes. I mean, look at all the money that's being wasted right there. Now, politicians should pay more attention to the millions of us who are disabled, because we're trying to serve our country, and it's never been thought upon this way, I don't believe. We're trying to serve our country by staying out of nursing homes and by getting rid of them so that the money can be used more productively. It's a real mad, you know, that these places exist, they hang over our heads, and we have to fight and manipulate to stay out of them. And there's no money available to help an organization like ours to get rid of the nursing homes. There's no money for that. So that's another thing that we're up against with this, you know. But we're determined. One of the biggest things that we mentioned, and worth mentioning again, anyone out there who's being threatened with a nursing home, family or friends, or, you know, call us. We'll do the best we can to help you. And that includes using the media to let people know that these places aren't being run in the proper way, and that the money should be there to keep a person in their own home. That's the safest place. So any politician, and I hope this would apply to Mr. McCarthy, I don't know the man, I've never met him, listen to people who are trying to better this country. You know, we don't have an axe to grind. We don't want to go to a nursing home. Now, if you were to mandate the agency, see, here's the idea how the government can save a lot of money. Mandate the agencies to raise money to help us, those of us who are disabled. All right? And every agency can use that as a fundraiser, you know, which means that if they're going to raise $10,000, they can raise twice as much, and half goes to the agency. You know, whatever arrangement is put forth, of course. Now, we, the disabled, should have a contract with the agency that they're going to do this, and that we volunteer to help them do it. Those of us who are able to, those of us who want to. Doesn't mean everybody has to do it. In other words, we should work together as partners. The politicians and this country will greatly benefit from this idea. See, because it'll reduce the deficit. It'll put more money at large to help people. And it would improve the image of the disabled in this country, and it would help people to be able to work who are able to do that and who want to do that. Now, along with that must come this liberation of our funds and our disability altered. In other words, that money should be there. If a person becomes wealthy and they don't want the disability, that's up to them. That's fine. But we should not be penalized and looked down upon and threatened, you know, that we're going to lose any of our benefits if we get a little help. See, that's a big reason why these agencies can't help us right now. They can't help those of us who are disabled with funds, or most of us anyway, you know, the SSI people and all that. Take away your benefits, your funds. They'll reduce what you get. So that has to be changed, you know, drastically, if we're going to get ahead in this country and get rid of these nursing homes, because these places are horrible. All right, Inner Sight, we don't have the phones open. So if you want to call the regular Inner Sight number and leave your number, and we'll get back to you. 631-224-3090 is the number here on this Matter Glad Monday. And let's see. Had a note here. Oh. Prayers for Melody's brother. He's on life support. I don't know the gentleman. I don't even know his name, but I got this note. Prayers for Melody's brother. Ask God to help him and spare him, and if it's not his time, and for the family to get through it. So he's very critical. Prayers for Melody's brother. All right. As I said, I don't know his name, but we ask people to do that and keep it in your heart. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we are on 5 nights a week, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesdays, we have a nursing home show every Wednesday night. Thursday will be a different subject, or sometimes a guest will be on. And Friday night is the funnies, where we goof off and just go crazy, you know. Good, clean fun. Friday night on Inner Sight. All right, so let's see. What's some of the stories in the news? I heard a story about a car. Now get this, what are they going to think of next? And a vehicle, an electric car that changes color. So now, whatever mood she's in, you know, what color do you want today? You know, I mean, obviously it's for people who can afford it. Car, the panels change color. Now, I don't know what's involved, you know, if this the elements that do that are dangerous or what, that I don't know. You know, I think people should check that out to find out about it, because, you know, you some of these car manufacturers will sell anything. So I would check that out. I mean, I don't know what's involved with changing the color. Might be dyes or whatever it is, you know. Anyway, that's one of the things I heard on the news tonight. A car, electric car, that changes color. All right. I hear that Mr. Musk is being sued, and they got to change a venue from California to Texas, I believe. They're claiming that California is more prejudiced against Mr. Musk. So they got to change a venue. They claim that he misled people with his stock. You know, now, you know, you hear about this all the time. All the time. They misrepresent, or they mislead, or they leave information out, or whatever, you know, it is. So you got to be very, very careful when you're dealing with these people. It's hard to find somebody who's really honest and together. I mean, just listening to the news, you know, you hear all these companies that have been accused of that. So many. Look at this guy with these coins. All the money that he extorted from people, allegedly. So beware. Be careful. If you have a little fund, you know, and you want to invest, try to go to somebody that at least has a reputation for honesty. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. It's a one-man Mad or Glad, looks like. You can dial in, leave your number, and we'll call you back on the three-way, 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Ontario, Quinlo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others who have suffered at the hands of evil people. We remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. That's one of our sayings, and we hope that everyone will put that into practice. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. If anyone would like to be on the program, you want to be a guest, or you want to come on and, you know, talk about, let us know what you want to talk about, and send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments, or you can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, we usually do guests on Thursday night. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, and I heard on the news that the Buffalo Bills player DeMar—I don't know his last name. I don't follow sports, but I'm not a football fan. But I hope and pray that he will recover, and I haven't heard a word about what caused the attack, other than he was tackled, and obviously tackled in the wrong place. I mean, around his heart. That's what I'm getting. As I said, I'm not a sports person. Buffalo Bills, DeMar will recover, and maybe we'll learn some more as to what happened, you know. And, the unfortunate thing, and I don't say this happened with Lamar, but the unfortunate thing is when a lot of these players will take steroids to pep up their performance, you know, and the side effects of those and the effect that it has on them, you know. Well, I, for one, wouldn't want to witness a performance by someone who took steroids to do the performance. You know, to me, that's not really the performance. That's the steroids. But anyway, speedy recovery to the Buffalo Bills guy, and God be with you and your family. All right, Inner Sight, I'm going to try to get on my three-way line here and call our friend from New York, from Manhattan, Sharon. So stand by. You're going to hear some. You won't hear anything for a minute or so. See if I can get her. Stand by.
Everybody.
All right, Inner Sight, and we got Sharon from New York City. How you
All
doing?
Right. All right, here is what happened. Thanksgiving, they knew I had to go to orthopedics. They are not taking me at all. They don't want me to have x-rays. They want me bedridden so I can't walk. Now, I think it's time Spencer went to jail, because he's the one that set that all up, because I have to have sighted guide, and he don't want me having it at all. So I have no one to take me to orthopedics. It's a place I don't know at all. It's not at my clinic. It's somewhere else. So I wonder what we're going to do with him. I think it's time they put him on a unit to see if he's mentally ill. I think he is. He's a dangerous man to not accept sighted guide. So maybe we need to put him on a unit to see if he's competent with his drug habit. We got another one here, and it's Joey Savini is running loose. And we got Christina, who puts current from an outlet in my bed. And let me tell you how she learned this. Antoine, who was a doctor, shouldn't be one anymore, because he told Joey in Germany, when they don't want shock treatments, they use outlets to give it to them. Well, Christina and him have been shooting electric shock to everybody in the building. We had enough of it. It's 19 months. Well, I wonder what we do with the two of them. We got Christina is doing it with Joey to all of us. Well, we had enough. We have biofeedback in here, which is against the law to have it out of a laboratory. He's got it in his apartment. He's running around after us with it. We don't want it. We all tell him we don't want it. He's making us do it. Well, he killed two people off of it, and we don't want to kill anybody. We don't want him around. It's time they arrested him.
Sounds like I'm mad.
They're all out of jail, and the rich get off. Joey escaped prison. He's off all the time. It's always off. It's always murder, murder, murder. It's always the girl next door to me. You know what she's done? Maybe murdered her mother. We think she might have done it, because she can't put a knife down, for one thing. And it's open in her hand all the time. Well, you did something. You murdered somebody. Why would you run around with a knife in your hand open all the time? And everybody who passes by, you stick your tongue out and rub your nose with your hand. What kind of shit is this in this building? When is cops going to come in and do some arrests? He belongs back in prison. He shouldn't be getting off and not being put back. He should have never tried to get out. Well, this is the thing. The rich get off. The rest of us suffer in this neighborhood from him. Wonder what you listeners think we should do with him. It's really getting out of hand. Well, he stole my food stamp card. Well, I got it straightened out, and I suggest that he leave the building, because he's hiding from his cops now. He don't want nothing but mommy, daddy, talkie. We can forget that. But I'd like to know, listeners, just what we can do to save our neighborhood. I'm trying to get help from transit up here, because this is goddamn sick already. I mean, these people shouldn't be running out of jail, shouldn't be running out of prison. And you run out of prison because you're rich? He got $1 zillion. What'd he pay them off with? That's what I mean. The rich get off.
Do they have children in that building?
Yes, we do have children in the building.
Oh, wow.
Well, we don't have another guard at all, which is sad, because Mary Ann is running loose, waving her hands at me. Come, come. I'm not going near her. You don't do this to me at all. I asked the cop upstairs for myself, because she's waving her hand. I don't want her slapping me. She thinks she's slappy with her hands. Janet's another slappy with her hands. Jesus, I never slap people. Wonder what we can do. Because it seems like we had too many busted cops in the 3-0, maybe 39 busted cops, something like that. They all want the captain looking for jobs. Well, this is crazy to think a captain would do it. Well, we don't know what to do with the busted cops. I mean, I think, Mayor Adams, you talk about bad cops who are busted for lying, slapping kids around, behaving badly in squad cars. Oh, my. I wonder what you will do with them. Because it's ridiculous. We want the busted cops out of the neighborhood. We've got good cops. It's just it's hard to work good cop if you've got a busted cop standing next to him, like what happened to me last week. I asked for two cops to come. Well, busted cops came, and a friend of mine said, no, she wants somebody from downstairs. All right. This cop comes up with another cop, and I busted the cop. You know what they did? Walk out of me. Don't listen to her. We don't have time for her. We'll go talk to him over there. They're talking to a guy that steals food from me. Now what do you think of this mess? When is somebody going to do something about the mess in the building? We don't have anybody. No one's helping any of us. So I'm wondering what you think we should do.
You can't complain to the management?
Management don't give a damn. Management don't care at all about any of us. I've got six checks for them. Did they pick them up? No. She wanted me to bring them to the office, but she don't want me using sighted guide. And he thinks I'm in some program that I'm not even in. Spencer, he's a liar. He's lying his ass to stay out of jail with his drug habit. So let's put him in there. Let's get him on a unit. And I'd like a judge to know that. Where does he get off with sighted guide not at all? I mean, I use it. I have a right to use it. It's almost against the law. But Spencer thinks he runs me. He thinks I can't have it. Well, I'm not going to do what he wants. Because he wants me doing stairs alone. And if I fall and split my head open and die, he'll get a homicide. He thinks I can cross the street alone. I can't because I can't make the light. I'm going to do dangerous stuff to please him? No, I'm not. I think it's time we did something with some of these people. I mean, Broadway Housing, I guess they don't want their checks. I wish I could tell the judge, well, could I spend them all? They don't want them. But then I'm stuck with back rent. Well, this is really getting crazy already. Well, we'll have to see what's going to happen because we don't know anybody from Broadway Housing. So if they come here, you can't just give them the checks. Well, Amy didn't work out because Amy don't want to help nobody. You know, she just don't. She's looking out the windows, and that's it. Maybe she belong in jail, because she don't want sighted guide either, so we'll put her there. This is crazy stuff in the building, so many people doing murders and stuff. Well, I wonder what to do with them all. Well, you get off because you're rich? I don't think it's right. My brother should be in prison. He's got enough heroin and shit. Then they put him in prison. Let him grow up in there instead of, This is what he does to me and everybody. I'm tired of it all, of badness. We have a good neighborhood, and you know what? Somebody else is doing drugs with Joey, and I have to say it. I can't talk to her at all. There's nothing between us. And I don't hate her, but I think it's time she grew up and thought about not just why she's on drugs, why she can't get her ass in a detox, and why she has to run with Joey for drugs. This is goddamn crazy.
How old is this guy, Joey?
Joey's about 59, I think.
Wow.
At least that. But he does rape in the building and everything. And he's off because he's rich? I don't think that's right at all.
Sounds like he didn't grow up.
No, he didn't. He isn't grown up. And I think something he's doing is stabbings. Because you know what Joey's doing? Running around with an open knife all the time. Well, who the hell did he kill that we didn't know about? And Christina does witchcraft. I think it's time they put her in the witch's work jail already. She don't want to stop her stuff to any of us either. Well, she got a panel in that room, has shock 1359 to have shock treatment, 4321. But you know what she going to do? Play around with it till she gets me half dead. My legs are had electric burns on them because of her. And she's doing it to everybody. I had them on my hands and face, and I had them on my eyes. And some of the cops saw it. Well, that's what it was. And she can't be stopped because she's got rich money to get stay out of prison and jail. Oh, my. Don't you judges care about community people? My good, we're jumbo jet, and we don't like badness in our neighborhood. We don't like busting.
Maybe
cops.
You ought to consider moving.
Well, that's the problem. There's nowhere to move to, in a way. If you move out of her buildings, Ellen Baxter's buildings, the problem is then you don't have a social worker at all. Well, I don't right now. It's time they folded CUCS because you don't hire people who don't want to work with handicapped people. You never hire people that way. Well, they don't even have a supervisor for that. She calls herself supervisor, but she's a tenant. She don't know nothing about all kinds of behavior stuff we talked about. Jesus, insubordination is always going on. Well, I got caught in that mess, and I don't do it anymore. And you don't pay maintenance off to get what you want. Well, I learned that the hard way. I almost lost my job out of it. It got kind of messy being where you get in trouble from your supervisor and someone else because you're the one that paid maintenance off. Well, I didn't know you could do that. I'm trying to get a job back. But I found out one thing. They know that when they first apply and first get set up for maintenance work here, they aren't allowed to take money from tenants at all. So this is the thing. But I wonder what we do with these rich people who get off all the time. Well, Eddie Saunders is another one getting off. He gets illegal money, and he gets to keep. Well, if I had quadrillion dollars, I guess I'd pay everybody off.
Well, yeah, the guy who ripped off all those people with those coins, Bitcoin, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He got out on bail.
I know that. And I want to know why somebody else got out. He killed his family, and then he wanted attention out of me and a judge, so he went down Union Turnpike killing people. He's loose. What is wrong with you judges? You want to keep letting the rich loose and doing damage in our neighborhoods? It was enough with the pandemic. Jesus.
All right, Sharon.
Yes?
From New York. Thank you for all that.
One other thing I just want to say.
Philosophy.
Is hello, Korea. Hello. Oh, my. I can't think of the other country now. Oh, man. Yemen. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank
yeah.
you. Okay. I'll see you guys.
All right. Bye. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
All right. In a sight, Matter Glad Monday, and we don't have the regular phones open. So if you want to comment anything you're mad about or glad about, 631-224-3090. The phone number here, and you know, we here at Inner Sight are all volunteers. We don't get paid, and we're trying to do a day for Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school last July. Horrible, horrible thing. We want to honor Milton, and we also would like to, we're looking into trying to get a statue of Milton where it will be placed. That's to be decided. But anybody out there who is a sculptor or a designer, done statues of dogs before, we'd love to hear from you. We're thinking about setting up a GoFundMe to bring get the funds to honor Milton, the guide dog, in the form of a statue. We have a proclamation from one of the big towns out here. And we have my dear friend Ira Tucker, who is a great publicist for many, many years, who's donating his time. So if there are any out there who can design a statue of a guide dog, Milton, he was a black lab. You can look him up on the internet, and I'm sure you'll see some of the stories from the news. We greatly appreciate. Call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090, or send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. We would appreciate anyone who could help. We want to tell Milton's story. We want to get the word out. We want to bring the disabled community together and let people talk about service dogs and hopefully enlighten people to the point where there'll be some kind of protection and licensing of these schools. Because it's very unfair to deny someone a guide dog without a hearing and proof that they shouldn't have the dog. All right, Inner Sight. And I heard on the news that this guy from Disney, Bob, oh, I can't think of his last name. But anyway, the CEO of Disney is instructing people that they got to come back to the office 4 days a week. Well, that's not too bad. In other words, they could have 3 days off, four and take off three. That sounds like a deal. You know, you could have either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday off, or Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, or whatever way it works out. I don't think most people would work on Sunday, but you never know. So there you have it. A company like that calling people back to the office, that means that other companies will probably follow the same idea. Usually, that's what happens, you know. So, Mad and Glad Monday, Inner Sight, call the Inner Sight number, leave your number, we'll call you back, 631-224-3090. And we're looking into getting some new equipment that would enable yours truly to run the board and read it. So bear with us on that. No engineer tonight. She's indisposed. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And, you know, I notice, and this could be a mad or a glad, I noticed that the weather people say things a lot of times that don't happen, you know. I mean, this morning was supposed to be rain and snow. You know, we didn't get any over here. I don't know what parts of the country, but so many times that they misread or misinterpret what they're reading on the weather. Now, a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but, you know, I think it would be much better to pay more attention to the animals in forecasting the weather. Now, that would be a glad, because next month is Groundhog Day, but I mean, other than that, animals. Now, I'll give you an example. All right, my dog, she's an Akita. I believe she's an angel. I mean, she saved my life. I trained her, but she had very little training in comparison to what the schools do. And of course, you know, not every dog can cut it like that. But she's exceptional. Some dogs do need the 3-month training. But the point is, today, when I was going out to take her out, you know, in the morning, I listened to the weather, and they said rain and snow. And my dog disagreed. She indicated to me that it was going to be sunny. And sure enough, when we got out the door, a few minutes later, the sun came out. Now, what is it inside the animals that can detect weather? You know, remember, they've been on this earth a lot longer than we have. So I'm not saying that they should abandon all their scientific knowledge and all that. No, no, don't get me wrong here. What I'm saying is do it as a combination of things. You know, get a little wisdom and learn how to read the animals and get a better person on the weather. You know, get some people who are into animals who can show you how to read the animals. You know, when the groundhog comes out and he's predicting, you know, spring or more winter, you don't hear one weather guy, one weather broadcast comment on the groundhog. You know, what wrong, right, and different, you know. They just completely ignore it. And I think that's foolish. I think you can learn a lot from a groundhog. They're very perceptive, sweet little creatures. And I think they have that clock inside them that can many, many times warn you about weather. Of course, nothing's perfect and they're not always right. We all know that. But neither are the weather people. So, get some wisdom. Inner sight told you. Get the animals to help with the weather. 8:43, inner sight. Man of Glad Monday. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. And we're going to call it an abbreviated show tonight. So thank you very much for listening on the Mad or Glad. Just let me remind you one more time. Call the district attorney in Suffolk County, Spencer Mendez. Tell him to punish the people who killed Milton, the guide dog. 631-853-4104. 853-4104. Spencer Mendez, district attorney. Help us get justice for Milton. Not just a slap on the wrist. That's not good enough. Thank you. Inner sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you.